Rowdy didn't believe in himself, not much. So I tried to pump him up. "You're the toughest kid on the res," I said. "I know," he said. "You're the fastest, the strongest, and the most handsome, too. If I had a dog with a face like yours, I'd shave its ass and teach it to walk backwards. I once had a zit that looked like you, then I popped it, and then it looked even more like you. This one time, I ate like 3 hot dogs and a bowl of clam chowder, and then I got diarrhea all over the floor, and it looked like you. And then you ate it," Rowdy said. We laughed ourselves silly. We laughed ourselves sweaty. "Don't make me laugh," I said. "It's too hot to laugh. It's too hot to sit in this house. Let's go swimming." "Where?" "Turtle Lake." "Okay," I said. But I was scared of Turtle Lake. It was a small body of water, maybe only a mile around, maybe less. But it was deep, crazy deep. Nobody has ever been to the bottom. I'm not a very good swimmer, so I was always afraid I'd sink and drown and they'd never, ever find my body. One year, these scientists came with a mini submarine and tried to find the bottom, but the lake was so silty and muddy that they couldn't see. And the nearby uranium mine made their radar sonar machines go nuts, so they couldn't see that way either. So they never made it to the bottom. The lake is round, perfectly round, so the scientists said it was probably an ancient and dormant volcano crater. Yeah, a volcano on the res. The lake was so deep because the volcano crater and tunnels and lava chutes and all that plumbing went all the way down to the center of the earth. That lake was like forever deep. There are all sorts of myths and legends surrounding the lake. I mean, we're Indians and we like to make up shit about lakes, you know? Some people said the lake is named Turtle because it's round and green like a turtle shell. Some people said it's named Turtle because it used to be filled with regular turtles. Some people said it's named Turtle because it used to be home to this giant snapping turtle that ate Indians. A Jurassic turtle, a Steven Spielberg turtle, a King Kong versus the giant reservation turtle. I didn't exactly believe in the giant turtle myth. I was too old and smart for that. But I'm still an Indian, and we like to be scared. I don't know what it is about us, but we love ghosts. We love monsters. But I was really scared of this other story about Turtle Lake. My dad told me this story. When he was a kid, he watched a horse drown in Turtle Lake and disappear. "Some of the others say it was a giant turtle that grabbed the horse," Dad said, "but they're lying. They were just being silly. That horse was just stupid. It was so stupid we named it Stupid Horse."